The attacks in Paris cast a shadow over the G20 summit that opened today in southern Turkey. Leaders of the world's 20 major economies agreed to step up the battle against ISIS and to address the wider conflict in Syria. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is in the Turkish seaside town of Antalya and filed this report.
After a moment of silence for the victims in Paris, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told those gathered here that terrorism threatens everyone. He raised concerns about the refugee crisis flowing from the Syrian war and said the world has not passed that exam with good grades. President Obama reassured his host that the U.S. will do more to find a solution to Syria's political crisis, while at the same time countering ISIS, known by its Arabic acronym Daesh.
We will redouble our efforts working with other members of the coalition to bring about a peaceful transition in Syria and to eliminate Daesh as a force that can create so much pain and suffering for people in Paris, in Ankara, and other parts of the globe.
At one point here at the G20 summit, President Obama was seen huddling with Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose military is propping up Bashar al-Assad's regime in Syria. The White House called the 35-minute discussion productive. In the past, Obama has dismissed Russia's intervention as a mistake and has made clear that the war in Syria won't end as long as Assad is in power. Despite the differences, Putin called for a more coordinated international approach.
We understand.
We all understand perfectly well, he said, that dealing with the terrorist threat and helping millions of people who have lost their homes is only possible by combining all our efforts. For now, the U.S. and Russia have agreed to disagree over Assad's fate, and that disagreement was on display when Secretary of State John Kerry met in Vienna with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov. The two agreed on a diplomatic plan that calls for a ceasefire. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon saw this as a hopeful sign today.
After years of division, this is a rare moment of diplomatic opportunity to end the violence and advance the search for a negotiated political solution.
Syria expert Daniel Gorovin with the humanitarian agency Oxfam is here in Antalya to keep the world focused on the crisis in Syria. He's also heartened by the Vienna agreement.
The provisions in that statement, so for a monitored ceasefire, for an end to indiscriminate attacks, and for access to besieged areas, that would bring respite and relief to millions of civilians.
There's a danger, though, that these promises will remain on paper only, like other failed attempts to resolve the war in Syria. Gorovin urged the world powers meeting here to make a concerted effort this time and do more to end the worst refugee crisis since World War II.
There needs to be essentially a new deal between the rich countries to provide that money, to provide that financing to neighboring countries. But the neighboring countries themselves need to open up that space for refugees to live legally in dignity and to be able to support themselves.
The Paris terrorist attacks have added a sense of urgency, though the Oxfam activist says the humanitarian disaster emanating from Syria should have already been enough for this crisis to rise to the top of the world's agenda. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Antalya, Turkey.